87.
O thou memento of him who died for the blessed beauty. In recent days, the joyful news of thy marriage to that luminous leaf hath been received, and hath infinitely gladdened the hearts of the people of God. With all humility, prayers of supplication have been offered at the holy threshold, that this marriage may be a harbinger of joy to the friends, that it may be a loving bond for all eternity, and yield everlasting benefits and fruits. From separation doth every kind of hurt and harm proceed, but the union of created things doth ever yield most laudable results. From the pairing of even the smallest particles in the world of being are the grace and bounty of God made manifest. And the higher the degree, the more momentous is the union. Glory be to him who hath created all the pairs of such things as earth produceth, and out of men themselves, and of things beyond their ken. And above all other unions is that between human beings, especially when it cometh to pass in the love of God. Thus is the primal oneness made to appear. Thus is laid the foundation of love in the Spirit. It is certain that such a marriage as yours will cause the bestowals of God to be revealed. Wherefore do we offer you felicitations and call down blessings upon you and beg of the blessed beauty through his aid and favour to make that wedding feast a joy to all and adorn it with the harmony of heaven. O my Lord, O my Lord, these two bright orbs are wedded in thy love, conjoined in servitude to thy holy threshold, united in ministering to thy cause. Make thou this marriage to be as threading lights of thine abounding grace, O my Lord, the all-merciful, and luminous rays of thy bestowals, O thou the beneficent, the ever-giving, that there may branch out from this great tree boughs that will grow green and flourishing through the gifts that rain down from thy clouds of grace. Verily thou art the generous, verily thou art the almighty, verily thou art the compassionate, the all-merciful.